We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
That's right, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work, and luckily for you, Old Dirty and Show have the latest. And Clint, the latest is, as we prepare for Game 6 tomorrow, which we will be out there live on the corner of Crawford and Congress across the street from Minute Maid. So come check us out, say what's up, come by and hang out with us.
You can flip Show off if you want. I'd be okay with that.
Please do it.
Just tell Tyler yourself. To go to hell. That's cool, too.
Just express yourself.
What?
But don't touch me. don't touch me ever in your life. Don't touch me. But no real surprise here. Dusty announced that Luis Garcia will be the starter for Game 6 for tomorrow as the Astros look to close things out. And while we're at it, I think the big question is, all right, what the hell should you expect from him? What do you feel like will be adequate for the Astros to have an actual chance to close this thing out in terms of the performance from Luis Garcia?
Show that the formula don't change, brother. The formula don't change. It's give me three, get me to the fourth inning, especially with all of the rested arms, fresh arms that you have with the Astros right now. Dusty and Brent Strom will have options, no doubt about it. Get me through three. If you get me through three and this is a tight ball game where it's a one-run lead either way, the pressure is squarely on the Red Sox of you lose and your ass is going home. Allow this lineup to apply that kind of pressure to the Boston Red Sox. I trust Dusty Baker and Brent Strom to bridge the gap between whenever Luis Garcia is done and Ryan Pressly or Kendall Graveman or Ryan Stanek or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
I trust Brent Strom and Dusty Baker with a fully rested bullpen to bridge that gap well, and I trust this lineup to go ahead and put the Boston Red Sox to bed. So the formula doesn't change. The day on the calendar is the only thing, man. Luis Garcia got to get you out of three, and then we can play ball.
I think it will cause some real good lying by Dusty Baker and Brent Strom. One of the things we've talked about, some of the things that Framber Valdez did to really benefit this. One of the things he did was, this is closeout time. Dusty and Brent Strom should have the shortest leash in the world with Garcia. There is no need to get in there and you can see right off the bat, and in Chicago and in Game 2 of this series, you can see right off the bat, Luis Garcia doesn't have it. You can see it in his eyes. And because of where they are right now, he gets up two runs on the board. Like, you're at a place where everybody's rested. You come out there and go get him right now. Because the last time he pitched, he just put you in a hole where you couldn't get out.
That's right.
You couldn't get out of it. And so right now, because of what Framber did yesterday, and you got everybody available and rested, including Jake Odorizzi, who hasn't pitched since Game 2, or Urquidy, who didn't do enough to even have anything. Like, you got any kind of long people available. Hell, Greinke can probably get you what you need now as well. You can go get him right now at 2-something. It doesn't have to be 4-0 where, God, I feel like I got to get more innings. I got to get some kind
Correct.
Of – nope. You can lie to him and say, hey, we got you. We're behind you tonight. This is your game, Luis. And secretly to yourself saying, all right, he gets somebody in. Somebody's in scoring position. Hey, we got to make a move. because you got to try to close it. So, yeah, there's a lot that they got advantage with Framber's performance last night, and one of them is you can have a short leash with Luis Garcia.
You know, it's interesting because I agree with you, but I think one reason you can do it is because you've got Urquidy and Christian Javier. I would say those two guys, you couch them for the seventh. And then here's the seventh game if you do need it, right? And the other interesting thing is, you know what? If somehow, some way, if Luis Garcia doesn't get the job done, and whatever your plan is to bridge that three, four innings to Graveman or to Stanek or to Presley, whoever, that doesn't work, you can then decide to go a different route and not use all three of Graveman, Presley, and Stanek, right? I mean, you can make that decision down the road once you get beyond five and six innings of exactly how you want to handle it. So my point is, if it does get away, and whatever your bridge the gap plan is, if it doesn't work, right, then all of a sudden you got a bunch of guys really fresh for game seven, right? It's the key is him getting out of three, getting this Astros team into the fourth inning in striking distance, and then you've got, okay, now we can really do work and start applying pressure.
To me, Dusty just can't allow him to leave the game with it not in striking distance.
I agree with you.
That's my thing. If he loads the bases in the first inning, he's got to go, to me. Like, if he gets you to a point where you got no chance, because the last time he did it was 4-0, and that's demoralizing.
I agree wholeheartedly. And this team, in this Boston Red Sox lineup, clearly has the sticks to put you away early and put it out of reach early. And so
that's how they won the two games they won.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I don't even know that he has to load the damn bases. I hate to have that short of a leash, but damn. I mean,
you said somebody gets a second and third.
Look, we ain't had real good luck when they load the bases.
I'm just saying, somebody, if them bases loaded and JD Martinez is coming to the plate like he did the last time.
Walk in the run.
He's got not walking the run. Let's come out. Hell, I can't believe I'm saying this.
I know where he's going.
Yimmy! Yimmy up! Apparently, he is the only person that can get up fast for Dusty.
Get him
in the game. Like, I'm not going to allow him to just put it away.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The other big news here, and John McClain, he said this on our show yesterday during the middle of the game with the Astros and Red Sox. He said this on our show in the middle of yesterday. This was him talking about what he's hearing about the possible trade of Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins.
I believe Watson will be traded to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are one of the teams that's been talking to them off and on for months. Nick Caserio's wanted 3-1s and 2-2s the entire time. Whether he'll get that, I don't know. I do know the Texans didn't want to put conditions on the trade. And I think that one thing Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, would want to know from Roger Goodell, is he going to be suspended? And because I'm hearing is that he won't be suspended, and there's a good chance he'll be traded. He'll be playing against the Texans on November the 7th in Miami.
John McClain, he'll be with us tomorrow in the entire 4 o'clock hour. Can't wait to hear from the general about this. My thoughts, when you hear this and you hear what he's saying, and when you hear from John McClain, man, you know he has got connections with the Texans, and this isn't just some sort of guess. When you hear this, from Nick Caserio's perspective, does this give you a read on maybe what he's potentially getting in this to even be a possibility as a deal right now?
Yeah, so I think we're spitting in the wind, man, to think that it's 3-1s and 3-2s or what it may be.
Whatever
I really do.
It is.
I mean, there's who the hell knows? I mean, we can base it off of what Detroit got for Matt Stafford. There's so many different things. What did Indy get for Carson Wentz? And, you know, all these different trades that went down that we can assume they're going to get something similar. I just know that they should get a boatload of picks, of really, really valuable picks that Nick Caserio should be able to use in a major way to rebuild this organization. I don't know what that number is, but I feel strongly about that. I tell you, with John's report, here's the thing, and I've got to know John McClain really, really well over the years. One, if John says it that confidently, he's heard it somewhere. Like, that's not I heard it through the grapevine. I've got a source somewhere that's you know, outside the building. He's got a source that he's really, really confident in if he has that kind of confidence in his report. And then number two, for John McClain to go, man, he may be in Miami and he may be starting November the 7th, which I think is about 3 weeks from right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly got some insight into what the hell's
going
on.
That's when the Texans play the Dolphins.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but to like John would not. He's not a long-winded dude just to be long-winded. Like, if for him to go into that kind of detail, like, he's had some kind of conversation with somebody in the know, very close to the situation, to go that deep into it and put that out there when he talked to us yesterday publicly. I think there is some smoke with this particular report, and it wouldn't surprise me if there wasn't a deal done. I think if you really break down where Miami sits right now, it damn sure makes a whole lot of sense for them to pursue Deshaun Watson aggressively right this minute.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans, we see what happens with the Watson situation. They do have a game to prepare for coming up on Sunday, and the injury report is out, and some interesting notes there. Ross Blacklock, not injury-related, but he didn't practice today. Jaleel Johnson across that defensive line also didn't practice today. And Chris Conley, Justin Britt with his knee. Remember, he didn't play in the last game. He was limited in practice. And Danny Amendola was a full participant. So we'll see. Maybe they're getting a little bit more healthier going into this game against Arizona, because Lord knows they're going to need everything of out there that they can get, because this is obviously record-wise the best team in the league. But hopefully, to me, when it jumps out to me, I hope to see Ross Blacklock back. He was really starting to play much better before he had gone out with the COVID situation.
Yeah,
and he had a really good game against the Panthers, where he had stripped the ball of Sam Darnold, got a lot of pressure. We saw that. I'm hoping to see him back, because he is one of the guys that you hope this team starts to build around.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see Ross Blacklock back out there as well. It would surprise me, though, if he's not practicing this ramp-up period. I think I'm not a big ramp-up period guy. I think guys, for the most part, they stay in shape. But when it's coming off that COVID-19, with that the way that hits your ability to breathe, man, I would imagine they're ramping him back up and taking their time with it.
That's right. All right, another person who was limited in practice today, Nico Collins, wide receiver Nico Collins. And we'll talk to him and see how he's feeling, see how healthy he is coming up next. And we'll see his relationship with Davis Mills. It's someone he's been working with. We'll see how things are going between those two. We've got Nico Collins, one of the most intriguing players for Texans fans, coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Defensive coordinator, Mr. Lovie Smith. He spoke with the media today.
He's got a nice beard.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice
I think I'm
going
to grow my beard out. I think I'm going to get a nice auburn. Probably got some salt and pepper in there, some silver in there.
So what's the main reason you haven't grown it out?
It's a little uncomfortable. You got to get used to it.
Oh, it's uncomfortable. Okay.
Yeah, but
Lowe's good with it?
No, probably not.
Okay.
But I
felt like that was one of the reasons why you kept that sucker clean shaven. Because
doing all the TV stuff, it's like it's hard to be. If I had a big nice one that was already groomed up and looking right, but it's like that scraggly phase in between is bad for business for me.
You got to fight through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to fight.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. Lowe's not a huge fan, but that doesn't. I mean, I've never been able to really pull it off and let it go and get long. So. But Lovie Smith, the Texas DC, he's got a phenomenal beard.
Oh,
love it.
Phenomenal beard, and he's got a phenomenal challenge ahead of him on Sunday. And he's doing it without Whitney Mercilus, who is a Green Bay Packer now, by the way. Got the number 50 jersey. Looks good over there doing his little rips and swims. He even looks a little faster.
His little rips and swims.
Yeah, I saw him doing
it. See a video?
I saw a video of him doing some rips and some swims over there with that number 50 jersey and that Packer green. But he's no longer there, which means they're going to be going in a different direction. He's been starting for them, playing close to 50% of the snaps in games, but now it looks like it's going to fall on the young players, Jonathan Grenard and Jacob Martin. This was a DC, Lovie Smith on those guys taking over.
He can rush. I think he's a legitimate rush on the outside. He has good size to play the run also. And he's just coming into his own. You know, he left probably at least one sack on the field last week. He's a guy that can do some things. What we need to do is have, I feel like Jacob Martin can do the same things. We need him to, of course, elevate his game also.
Do you agree with that? Do you see those two in the same space? Like Jonathan Grenard, we've started to really see some uptick. He's leading the league leading the team in sacks now, four sacks. But he's a thicker guy that seems to maybe fit size-wise that position better. Lovie said he thinks that Jacob Martin could do the same thing. Like, are these two guys that you feel like, all right, these are two guys at the defensive end position in a 4-3 defense that can go?
I think Jonathan Grenard can. I think he's legit. I mean, before he got injured in training camp, he really stood out. And he stands out. His build stands out in a defensive line group when there was, I don't know, 16 defensive linemen out there. Like, there's a handful of dudes, Charles Minhu being one of them, but there's a handful of dudes that, like, their build just stands out. Like, if that dude can play at all, his size and his combination of size, length, and speed is going to be a major problem. Jonathan Grenard is one of those guys. He's one of those guys that you look at and you go, damn, I mean, that there is put together well. And he's obviously playing at a high level. So, you know, he's got the tangibles. He's got the motor. He's got the ability. And he's got the want to. And so I firmly believe that Jonathan Grenard, and I've thought this for a while, Jonathan Grenard is going to be a big-time contributor for the Texans long-term, you know, at least through his rookie contract, whatever that ends up looking like. Yeah. He's going to be a contributor. And I love the move, to be completely honest with you. I couldn't figure out why week six do you cut Whitney Mercilus? Why did it all go down the way it went? But I do like the move. I do really like the move to Jonathan Grenard. The second part of that question, show, is the Jacob Martin question. I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
I know there's – if he can play
he's
bigger –
His show's got a lot of want to, though.
I love the chip on his shoulder. Yeah. I love the style of play. I think he is a game changer in the NFL to some degree. I don't know that it's
explain that real quick. Game changer in what?
Yeah, he's a guy that with his speed, he can go get the quarterback and he can go, like, he's a guy that even against a guy like Kyler Murray, his twitch and his speed will give him a chance to sack that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some defensive players that are going to rush the passer that just
don't have a chance.
You ain't got a chance unless Kyler Murray doesn't see you coming and doesn't feel you.
Right,
like Jacob Martin has the ability to track guys down from the backside, running backs or quarterbacks that can save chunk plays from happening. I mean, can save quarterbacks from being able to extend the play and throw the ball down the field. Jacob Martin has that kind of twitch. He can be a game changer. I don't know if he can be a staple in a starting lineup of a 4-3 at the defensive end position. I think that is a very, very bold statement. And I think with his build, because any way you slice it, he's light in the ass, relatively speaking, to other defensive ends in this league. He plays bigger than he is, but it's still, I think that's a huge hurdle for him to get over. I hope he gets over it. I love his style of play. Like I said, he can be a game changer, but defensive end.
Yeah, he's not 250.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, hell, I think last year he was 230, maybe the year before, whenever it was when he came over. I mean, he has a hard time keeping his weight up. And so
he's not 250 and he's not John Randall. I mean, like John Randall, who was light for his position. He was just a Hall of Famer. Like, you got to be that type of player. And I don't think we're seeing that out of Jacob Martin yet. So I'm with you with Gennard. Jacob Martin is tough to think, all right, this is the guy we're going to kind of build this team with as a defensive lineman, as a defensive end. He's got a game-changing skill set.
Correct.
That you feel like you want to use, but not like we're going to build around.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's the question, show, is can you, you know, if you're looking at this and go, okay, we got four defensive ends. And I don't know what the number is. Say we got four defensive ends, and we got – three dudes that are three down defensive ends. Let's say a Charles Omenihu on one end and a Jonathan Gennard on the other. And what's the other kid's name that's been getting some run lately?
Oh, Jenkins.
Jenkins. Okay, so you got those three guys that are big bodied, can play the strong side or the weak side, can stop the run, play the run and the pass well. Well, guess what? You got one dude that can come in obvious passing situations be an absolute problem.
Somebody that they got to know where he is.
Correct.
And, you know, and potentially help. That's where it feels like it's the best way he's used.
I'm confident he's that dude.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not confident that he's a three-down hand in the dirt.
But, I mean, it's – boy, if the Texans had somebody that could fit the, you know, the build of that, if they just had somebody that, you know, had really good size that would be like – if I'm thinking in my mind like a prototypical – outside defensive end in a 4-3, like someone that's like 6'4", 6'5", 280, 290, man.
Long
that's
arms.
Got some good speed, long arms, man.
Good twitch
like
off
that
the
would,
ball.
Like that would be a type of – oh, they got him. They don't dress him. Let's hear what Lovey had to say about Charles Omenihu, because he's somebody who is still on the roster, who hasn't played in 2 weeks for some reason. This is Lovey Smith. On hopefully maybe this guy might start getting more looks.
Chuck has been doing good things in practice, but when you only dress eight guys and you have nine, somebody sits down. It's kind of simple as that. So each week is a different week. Opportunities present themselves, and it's left up to guys to take advantage of them. Our matchup base is to get the best eight each week. And our roster is set up right now. If you're at that position, I mean, we feel like you can do the things we're looking for each week. But again, you can only dress so many, and it normally works itself out. I've never seen a player that didn't deserve to play that didn't eventually get a chance to. And different combinations kind of happen from week to week. And this is a new week right now.
You can correct me if I'm wrong. Did Lovey just say that in his mind he has not believed that Charles Omenihu has been one of the best eight defensive linemen the last 2 weeks?
I think it's fair.
Is that fair for me to take?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's fair.
Okay. That's interesting. That's a take.
Hold on, Joe.
That was a hot take, Lovey. That was a hot take.
I think Lovey.
Ross Blacklock has not played in those 2 weeks, which they were all saying he was the most versatile defensive lineman who they could play inside or outside.
And
Charles Omenihu.
And Jaleel, one of the Jaleel Johnson, right?
Yeah, the guy that cut.
The guy you cut and kept. So, okay. It's interesting. I think there's some trust, some accountability, some intangible issues there if you were to ask this coaching staff with Charles Omenihu. So, hopefully he can overcome those things and get back on the field. I do think that Lovey misspoke there.
Okay, I can take that.
No, I think not with that. No, I think you're right on. But I think he misspoke when he said, I've never seen a player that didn't deserve an opportunity not get the opportunity. I think he meant to say, I've never seen a player that did deserve an opportunity to play not eventually get that opportunity. The other way, it doesn't make sense. So just want to clarify that. I actually saw that on Twitter. Somebody, I was like, that don't make sense. They don't even add up. Like, I've seen a lot of players that didn't deserve the opportunity not get the opportunity. Yeah. I mean, we see it every year. So just clear that up a little bit, Lovey. I'm here for you, buddy. Yeah. Just because you got a beautiful beard.
Coming up behind us, behind our show today, Texans All Access and the General John McClain will join Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. And John McClain has been hot.
I'll holler.
That's right, baby. Hot with the news. So make sure you stay tuned with that. I'm sure potentially the Watson stuff may come up there and what he's hearing. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We should. We look forward to hopefully to hear from Nico Collins. And as well as, boy, if you don't trust John McClain, if you think John doesn't know anything, wait till you hear how everyone else around the country looks at John McClain. That's next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
We are extremely happy to be joined by rookie wide receiver for the Houston Texans, Nico Collins. And Nico, man, you're making me nervous now. You are probably...
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, man, you're making me nervous. You're the player that I want to see the most out here. And I see you got this foot situation going on that got you limited in practice. You're playing Sunday, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Okay. Yes, sir. I'm for sure playing this week.
Are you feeling good?
Yes, sir.
You're feeling good, though?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. Looking forward to this week. Yes, sir.
Nico, what's the biggest difference, man, between college ball and pro ball for you so far, man, at the wide receiver position?
I'll say everything. Just you know, when it comes down to your routes, you know, your route running, detail through the route, you know, giving the DB no type of indicators. So just things like that. I feel like things that I feel like I need to work on coming from college to NFL. You know, those things I feel like I needed to improve on, you know, so I made sure every day, you know, that those things that I can work on, you know, so I'm getting help from the vets in the room, Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley, Chris Moore, everybody, you know, just finding ways to improve on my game, you know, just asking them questions, you know, and they always there for me to help.
What's your favorite route on the route tree, man? Here's the deal. You came in as a burner, right? Everybody around here. You didn't play for a year in Michigan. Everybody around here thought, oh man, 6'4", you know, burner. I mean, ultimately, you're a pretty dang good route runner. What's your favorite route, man?
My favorite route, I like dagger, like 18, 20 yard end cuts, kind of just roll that thing. I like post routes too. You know, I like to take top off the defense. You know, like get the strides going. Like go route, you know, come back.
Hold on, you can't just go through the whole damn route tree here.
He said he liked them all, man. he sounded like he liked routes where he can make big plays. That's what it sounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, sir. I like the big play. I love the big play.
Nico Collins, rookie wide receiver here for the Houston Texans, and I think most would look at this and say you are probably the most intriguing for fans that they want to see. I think a lot of people see that there's a potential for you to be a star in this league. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious from
yes,
you,
sir.
You work with Davis Mills. He's a starter at this moment.
How
things have been with him and what do you see from him, like the difference between him and Tyrod Taylor?
Man, Davis got it, man. You know, he got all the tools. You know, he's a smart quarterback. He made great decisions. And, you know, it's the reason why he's here. You know, so he stepped up to the plate. Tyrod came down, you know, feeling in Tyrod's shoes. You know, they're both great quarterbacks. I'm lucky that I got them both. You know, it doesn't matter who's on the field. They both can get it done. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, me and David's connection is getting better and better, you know, while he's on the field, you know, working on things. After practice, you know, we feel like, you know, if we didn't get this timing down right on the router. So, you know, we'll stay out there in just a little bit, you know, make sure we get the timing down pat, you know. So it was things like that, man, you know. So Davis quarterback this week, and, you know, I feel like he's going to make it happen for us.
Hey, this week you guys got the Arizona Cardinals, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Big matchup, man. Nothing like getting a chance to play against the best, man. What are you seeing from them that you guys feel like you can take advantage of?
You know, Arizona is a great team, man, you know, I feel like we had a great week of preparation. You know, we're going to trust the game plan that Coach Kelly put up. You know, so we're going to trust it and go to work Sunday.
All right. Sure. Go ahead, Nico.
Oh, no, that was it. Right. Yes, sir. I just said yes.
I thought you was going to give me the whole game plan, man. What's going on here, man? I mean.
Can't do that, man.
Hey, you wanted to go on and on about that damn route tree, but you don't want to give me the game plan?
He's smart, man. Nico Collins, rookie wide receiver here with the Houston Texans. I'm curious, man. You have David Culley here as your head coach, and then you played for Jim Harbaugh, man. What's the difference between those guys? Both of them have been – head coach in the NFL. How different are those two?
Oh, man, they completely different. You know, it's two different, you know, characters. You know, because Harbaugh, he's a more, you know, I'd say he's pretty laid back, goofy. You know, he likes to,
really?
You know, make jokes and stuff. Yeah, Harbaugh, I think he's pretty goofy, man. But he also has his serious moments also. You know, people don't see his goofy side, you know. But I love Harbaugh to death, man. Love Coach Kelly also. Coach Culley also. You know, so I feel like both of the coaches, man, I'm in a great situation. You know, I'm glad I got to play under both of them. And, you know, so I'm glad that Cully's my coach, man. You know, I love him. Love him a lot. You know, he's a great dude. He always there for us. He cares for us a lot. Make sure, you know, we on the right track. You know, make sure, you know, we have out there having fun and enjoying everything.
All right, Nico, I know you're from Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're kind of tweener. You're kind of tweener here now. We got the Astros fixing to win this series here versus the Red Sox. And I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but we're in a whole different sport now, so don't hold back on me.
Yeah.
All right?
No, yeah, they're up 3-2 right now.
They're up 3-2, and I know you're here in Houston, but I know you get over there to Birmingham. you're inching over there close to Atlanta now. It looks like Atlanta's going to beat the Dodgers. If this ends up being an Astro-Braves World Series, where's your head at, man?
Oh, I'm in Houston.
He's smart, ain't he?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Houston for sure. Come on now.
You've been watching this playoff series, man. I mean, look, as a fellow pro athlete in the same city, I mean, you gotta sit here and watch what these damn Astros are doing.
They coming to play. It is for sure coming to play. I want to catch the game. That's my plan. I feel like I want to go to a game. You know, I got to see what my skills are like. I want to go catch a playoff game.
Wait.
I know it's going to be live.
You hadn't been to a game yet, Nico?
Clint, man. I haven't.
Man.
I haven't been to a game.
I mean, who is helping you get used to the city and experience Houston?
He's been focusing, man. He's got games every week. He's been focusing on this.
Yeah, just been busy since day one I stepped here. You know, just
Nico.
But it's coming for sure.
You better get with your assistant, your agent, whoever it is. You gotta carve out a couple hours, man. It's rare. This has come from an old head now. I know you're young. Mm-hmm. This comes from an old head now.
He's 43.
All right, look here. It's very rare you in the same city with a World Series going on in your back door where you got the kind of connections that Nico Collins has right now in Houston. Don't let this moment pass by, bro.
I'm not. For sure. Oh, yeah, I'm for sure coming to the home game. Yeah, that's my plan. I want to.
All right, Nico, man. Thank you for stopping by, giving us some time here with us, man. Good luck in the game on Sunday.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Nico Collins.
I mean, they can call back anytime if they want some advice.
I can. I thought first off, Clint did a couple of things there. One, I was surely setting up for Clint to say, "Hey, I got you." I thought Clint was about to back himself in a corner. And offer because didn't Clint offer somebody else some tickets at Boston?
I was just thinking that he did.
Oh, Parker McCollum. Yep. Said he had Parker set up, and I thought
you didn't see the pictures. He was right behind the dugout in Boston.
And you got him. Him set up.
Come on,
I don't believe that.
I ain't look here. That old alligator mouth hummingbird ass combination. Your boy ain't got it.
You ain't got that. Huh? I thought you was about to put look yourself here. In that situation.
What was it? I got my word. It wasn't first. I got my balls and my word.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that how it went?
Yeah, something like that.
About all I got, Bob.
That's it right there. And then Clint, and then Tyler, I don't know if anyone else heard it, but Clint went ahead and put the Astros in the World Series prematurely. He said, we got a World Series happening in your backyard. I mean, I know if I'd have said that, oh, my God.
Oh, no, man. Come on, man. I feel good about it. I feel good about it. Once again.
From the text line, shows Army here. Come on, Show. What kind of question was that? What was the question? That was great.
What did he ask him? I don't know.
I don't know. What was that? What was the question that was what? I asked him what the difference between. First of all, he answered the Harbaugh. Anyone look at Harbaugh as goofy?
Yes, his britches.
His pants are goofy, but like the way Nico described him is like Jim Harbaugh is goofy.
Yeah.
Like he is goofy, like funny. I would have never guessed that from Jim Harbaugh. That is not one that I would guess. Clint Sterner, Ron, the Show, Hughley. Just had Nico Collins on. A lot of fun with him as they get set to play the game on Sunday. Tyler producing this. Listen, the big storm, though, it'll be interesting because I'm not sure if Sunday's game will be the biggest story with the Texans, because what John McClain dropped on us may be the biggest story for the Texans, if something does happen. John McClain said that he expects there could be a trade for Deshaun Watson as soon as this week. And what'd you say? Today's Thursday.
The end of the week, and today's Thursday. I don't know if he was talking about Friday ending the work week or Sunday, ending the calendar week. But either way it goes, man, that's coming from John McClain, who appears to be pretty confident and pretty detailed with his report. Those are big words. It's on the clock. I mean, it's something that we'll keep an eye on, obviously, right here on Sports Radio 610 over the next 2 days while we're on air, but definitely through the weekend.
And Clint, so, yeah, there's some folks here I could see on the text line, I could see on social media, who were wondering and questioning how believable this is from John McClain. And not only will John be on with us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, you can listen to him. I'm sure he'll update us on that. But man, listen to a lot of well-sourced and trusted people at the national level, the respect they have and the believability they have in this report just because it came from the general.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle reported earlier today that a trade of Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins could happen this week. This isn't just McClain throwing a dart. I think this is McClain getting information from the Texans, most likely from general manager Nick Caserio, regarding what may very well go down.
John McClain, who's been in Houston for 1,000 years, who's as plugged in as anybody with the Astros, the Texans, or whatever sports team might be in Houston, John McClain knows about
it. He knows. This is significant because of where it came from. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle knows the Texans as well as anyone. And that tells me it's coming from the Texans, the team that he covers.
The great John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, one of the most well-respected sports writers in the country. Just want to let you know, this is a legitimate report. Deshaun Watson could be traded this week, specifically to the Miami Dolphins.
John McClain has said it could happen this week, and that's certainly possible.
Like, John McClain's been doing this forever, so there obviously is something to this.
Okay, so John McClain has been around Houston forever. He knows people.
John McClain in Houston reporting Deshaun Watson to Miami could happen sooner than later.
All right, that's the rounds around the national stage, and those are heavy hitters saying John McClain said it. It's a real deal, including Adam Schefter's in there. John McClain said it. It's a real deal. Mike Florio, he said it. This isn't just throwing things at the wall. This is the real deal. I have never, and we've heard a lot, Clint, I have never felt this thing is more real than it is right now. A lot of it has to do with what John McClain reported.
Yeah, look, when it comes from John McClain right here in Houston, and it's that confident and that detailed, I'm in. I'm buying in. I've told you guys from the jump. I've told all our listeners from the jump. Look, I don't buy a lot of the national pot stirrers, the hot take artists that are out there. I don't buy it. I mean, I don't buy those reports that always end in per source or an unnamed source. I don't buy them. We're talking about people that can't tell you some of the very basic things about what's going on in Houston, but all of a sudden they've got this report that Deshaun Watson, that there's a trade nearing. When it's John McClain, who I know is plugged in, who I know 100% would not be this confident, would not be this detailed about a report if there were no fire along with this smoke. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just telling you where I'm at, When I said it immediately. When John McClain comes that strong, there's some substance there, and there is some. It's likely that it could happen, and so that's where I'm at. Is it starts there? I believe it, and then I move on to okay. Let's look at all the players that are involved, and let's look at what's going on off the field with Deshaun Watson and with the legal situation. And after we do all that, I get to a place fairly easily where I go, okay, I could see Miami make a move. I could see Miami make a move now because of their record, 1-5. I could see them make a move now in hopes that some kind of suspension would come down. And if it does come down, it comes down this year when this year's already down the drain. They can start new next year. I can see where Miami would do it and not, I mean, simply to keep from all the other teams that will be involved in the offseason if it gets that far, to keep the competition out of the negotiation or out of the trade. I can see several reasons why Miami would be aggressive right this minute. And I do believe that there's some substance to John McClain saying he doesn't believe that, or what he's hearing is that he won't be suspended, right? That's an interesting part to this. It's interesting that there's been...
Because that's been one of the hangups.
There's been criminal complaints. There's a criminal investigation that's been going on and on and on and on and on. It makes you wonder where if there was a smoking gun, you would think that all that stuff would have came down. It just seems like there's some things, some stars, if you will, that are starting to align for this to be more likely now than it was a week ago.
Well, I think one of the things that'll be telling to me and at least change... We've done this since the beginning of this in March. There have been different things that just have you say, okay, all right, that makes you think differently. That makes you look at it differently. That makes you wonder. There have been things that change. If a trade happens, if literally what John is saying happens by the end of the week or we've heard before the November 2nd deadline, to me, Clint, that would lead me to believe that whoever is traded for him, and let's use the Dolphins here because that's the name that's been connected, that they've got some sort of intel that this thing isn't going to be, you know, catastrophic where, all right, we make trades and there is a possibility that he never plays for us. Like, to me, that would lead to me that they have some sort of intel that they know, all right, the risk is suspension and some games, but not the ultimate, especially if we hear and see, all right, what the Texans got back doesn't have conditions to it. Right, doesn't have, all right, if he's suspended for more than a year, you only get a second round pick or a third round pick. If it's a straight up thing, that would lead me to believe that the Dolphins or whatever team traded for him have some sort of intel or some sort of realistic confidence that they're not trading away 4 and 5 draft picks to potentially get nothing out of it.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of show. You're hitting the nail on the head, man. I do think that they're the contingency aspect of a Deshaun Watson deal, I think is a deal killer if you're Nick Caserio, right? I mean, there was a time when I thought, okay, let's just, if you want to get beyond this, I could see where the organization would want to get beyond it. But hell, they're too deep in it now.
Oh, you'd have hung in it.
I mean, you're too deep in it now to go, okay, well, yeah, we'll trade him, and all the picks will be they'll be contingent on whether he is suspended or not and how long he's suspended. No, man, you're already too deep into this thing to not just play the long, you know, to play, have, you know, go the route of the long play if that's what people are throwing at you. I don't see where you could trade him for a contingency deal. And I don't see where you would trade him for anything less than whatever your asking price was before all the legal issues came along. I don't know why at this point you would trade him for anything less, because you've already dug in.
Yep.
You've weathered the entire storm.
You pushed more of the storm out. You ran him out to practice.
Right.
You were doing that. Like, you were, as Michael Lombardi said, you got to be mentally tough in this situation and not.
That's right.
You know, they've shown to be that. There's one thing about Nick Caserio. Like, I don't think he's getting moved or shook off by feeling pressure by somebody. Because right now it doesn't make sense. Right now there is no, I gotta get him now. I gotta trade him now. There is no. Yeah. I mean, you still have the end of the season. You still have before the draft. where you'll know the picks are, there's no reason. So this to me would mean he's getting exactly what he wants.
Hey, I just had to clean up that toilet in there. By the way, I just had to clean that toilet in there. I don't know who that is in this building.
Oh God.
That's got bad aim and don't know how to clean up after themselves.
Ridiculous.
But they need to tighten it up. I don't know who it is,
man,
out there.
You run into this more than anyone else.
It's unbelievable.
It's you. It's like they. You always come to the with toilet.
I don't know who it is.
I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say, though.
You scary ass.
I'll tell you off air.
Don't be a punk. Just tell us right here.
Nah.
Come on, sleazy. Boy, soft as hell. I don't think he knows who it is.
I don't know who it is either.
I don't know.
But I'm just warning you publicly. It's on record. I got receipts now.
And I would warn you to stay tuned, listening to Texans All Access, because John McClain, the general, will be on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, so stay tuned for that. Clint Sterner, Tyler, good to see you again. Hadn't seen you in a while during the show. We'll be out tomorrow across the street from Minute Maid on the corner of Congress and Crawford. Come say hello to us. I am Ron, the show, Hughley, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Are we saying that the Astros lack offense with Maldi in?
No, I don't think we are, Tony. I don't think he did. Tony just dropped off and hung up. Well, I bet he's cussing right now.
Look, at that phone dropped, and he looked at that clock and said,
oh, it's over, baby.
Nah, I'm out, man.
Let me get the hell up out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.